Here this morning for a public hearing scheduled at 11 a.m. Who'd like to take the honors?
I will. This is the time and place advertised for a public hearing on a proposed ordinance. The ordinance would adopt a new chapter of our county code called Chapter 116, and it would relate to the enforcement of county obligations to require property owners to be current in the payment of taxes and other county obligations as a condition precedent to making application for and receiving county approval, services, and/or permits. Basically, what this would say is that the county obligations that must be current before a person can receive an approval, a permit, a license, would be the following. They must be current in the payment of their property taxes. Secondly, they must be current in the payment of their capitation taxes. And this would apply to both property owners and non-property owners. They must be current in the payment of water and sewer connections, front footage, and/or usage charges. And they must have made any and all application, paid any and all application fees that would be involved. They must be current in the payment of permit fees, including building permits, building code, and inspection fees. And number six, they must have paid or be current on interest, penalties, court costs, and/or attorney's fees if they are applicable to a default in any of the other five items. 116-3 says that the directors and heads of the various county departments would refuse to accept applications and grant permits and approvals for county services, including building permits, mobile home placement permits, building code plan reviews, and/or inspections, subdivisions, rezonings, conditional uses, variances, and/or special exceptions until the owner and or applicant has demonstrated that all county obligations identified in 116-2, those are the six things we went through, have been paid in full. There is a provision that says that after a person makes application, the county is obligated to give them an answer within 10 days, and if we don't deny it within 10 days, they're entitled to get it. And as to anybody whose application or request for services or a permit was denied, they have a right within 20 calendar days following a denial to appeal to county administrator. And the county administrator would hold a hearing and let that person, give that person an opportunity to provide proof that they've made the payment or that they've taken the action or filed something that needs to be filed to correct a violation, and to show that the denial is based on incorrect information or is not appropriately applied to that applicant. That's just a general description. The idea today is to open it up to the public to see if there's anyone here who would like to be heard as to whether you believe that is a good idea for the county to have that authority.
Yeah. Can we ask any questions? When's a good time?
Why don't we hear from the public, and then
okay. Maybe
that'll give rise to some additional questions.
Okay.
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning the proposal of the county to adopt this ordinance? Mr. Kramer.
Elaine.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scottsdale Road. I got one little problem with this is if I come in and I want a building permit, I'm going to have to wait because are they going to be able to determine today that I'm already paid all the taxes, or am I going to have to wait? It says if you don't respond within 10 days.
On that issue, if I could, would you like me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Baker has told me that the computer system used by the county has been adjusted so as to show the person who would be taking the application and processing this whether any of these five or six areas are in delinquent just while the person's standing.
So I would not have to wait.
Yeah, flag on your name. The computer flags your name.
We don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
But you're saying, Dan, if say it comes up and you say no, you're wrong.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Well, no. That's only that is part of it. Because if I walk in here and I am current, and now if they're correct, if they can click that computer and shows that I'm all right, I can walk out with that permit.
Right.
But if it comes up and it does say no, I'm out of luck.
Unless you satisfy the debt right then.
But suppose it is correct.
Well, then you would have the right to file an appeal if you end up being denied a permit. And Mr. Baker would be the person who would hear and decide that appeal.
If you put something in the mail and it hadn't gotten here in time, maybe, like if you paid whatever fee you owed and you came in earlier, Dan, and maybe that they hadn't received it and noted it, you're right. You could be caught in a situation.
So from the 1st of July to the last of September...
They're not delinquent.
They're not delinquent.
Until after the end of September.
Right.
Okay. So after
the... delinquent, past due.
Well, then I think that ought to be clarified in here. And there's another thing in here that I noticed was one. In this one, it says owner requesting approval. But then further back, it goes to where whoever made the... request. There is such a thing as somebody making a request that doesn't own the property. What happens there?
We would check the name of the owner. But there's a reference in here to other than owners, because we might be talking about capitation taxes, which would be owed by everybody, not necessarily owners of property. Head taxes.
That's what they are.
How does that equate into the situation? If the person doesn't own the property, how does that hook into the property? How does that flag?
I'm not saying it does, but if that person is asking for some county service, we could say when you pay your small bill for capitation taxes.
But if that person is coming in for a building permit only, right?
If you come in for any permit, right, Jim?
No.
Any permits that are listed and you're in violation, you're not going
to
walk in.
On a building permit, they have to show the name of the owner. That's who's going to be checked.
But what if it's...
Not the surveyor or building contractor standing.
In other words, all right, you got four owners on a piece of property. They're going to check them all.
That's the intent.
Okay.
Maybe Mr. Baker may have some further thoughts about
that. Jim, the question, if you have four owners on a piece of property and one of the owners is a delinquent and not the other three, is that permit denied?
He's going to need to pay his...
Okay, that's what I want to know. And if it's a corporate...
But we don't take taxes in 1/4 shares generally. We require the taxes be paid all at once.
I understand, but maybe one of these other things like capitation... One of the owners is not paid capitation tax for 10 years, because we have a lot of delinquencies in that, right, Dave, and capitation tax.
Problem.
That's a real problem.
That is a problem area.
And the amounts are so small, it's hard to spend money to enforce it.
This would catch some of the people as they come through the system.
This is going to wake a few people.
Only if their name is on the deed.
They'd do it.
Okay. Jim,
right?
To follow up on his question, though, if a person comes in and makes an application in one of the departments under, again, a LLC or a corporation, which I know the law treats a corporation as an individual, and same, I guess, with an LLC. How will we know if any of those, how will the department heads know if anybody in this LLC is delinquent, or does that LLC have to be delinquent? And many times they just make that LLC just for that particular project, and they have hundreds of these LLCs.
Well, it's my thought that what the county would do would be to check the landowner. If you want to broaden the scope of this to say that anybody who is a equity holder in a landowning entity, then that could be done, but that wasn't put in at the time this or this proposed amendment was put together.
How about a
be difficult administratively?
That could be pretty hard, as Mr. Baker just said. That could be pretty hard to administer.
Well, what about leased land? If a guy is leasing a piece of land, and I'm going to lease a piece of land, I come in to put something on that property.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to show up? I'm the applicant. It's because at the further back here, it says, is or not appropriate as to that applicant.
Well, that may be something we would need to put on the building permit application form, if it's leased land or fee simple land, to try to, there may be some administrative provisions that have to be adopted as a matter of policy to implement this that may not rise to the level of.
How do they do it in other jurisdictions, David? Has anybody ever researched like how they do it in Newcastle County?
Well, I did when I prepared this, and I took quite a lot of the language from what I found up there.
Right, right.
And they didn't go into that type of detail. They just.
Yeah. But they must have policies in house then how to deal with these.
They probably do.
Yeah, that's what.
And what I'm saying is that the county administrator may have to instruct planning and zoning how to go about asking the necessary questions to make the search.
So if I own a house on a leased piece of land, I want to build a deck, I come in here, the property owner is in arrears, you're saying I can still get a permit to build my deck?
No.
Not according to this?
Nope. Shouldn't do.
Well, shouldn't be.
Based on the policy
the question
you're suggesting.
That was being asked by Mr. Kramer was that if a person who leases land, for instance, Lewis Beach, comes in, we'll check to see if that person holding the leasehold interest is current before we give him a permit to build a deck.
And if he's not, then he's got to go back to the lessee and get the taxes paid current. It's that simple.
Well, yeah. on many.
So somebody's leasing a piece of property, renting land in essence to have their double wide on, what have you. They want to build a deck. They come in, they can't get that permit to build their deck because the owner of the land is in arrears.
That's right. Right.
They may have a very difficult time getting that owner to bring that land.
Right.
Should
and
they
then,
be, should they be punished?
And then they're going to get punished and they're going to be sitting there getting nothing done.
That might need to be the type of amendment you might want to consider. We're at the public hearing.
Or an appeal.
And you can certainly make certain.
An appeal process or something like that. Mm-hmm.
You can certainly massage this language somewhat without going back for another public hearing. And if that's an area you want to explore, we can do that. But I appreciate Mr. Kramer pointing that out.
We are.
Well, it seems, Jim, we need to have a distinction of what the ordinance should say and then what the policy should be of our departments on handling this. And that's where I guess we didn't go far enough in, say, Newcastle County and some of these other counties that do these things. So we need to find out.
It'd be a simple matter to just add something very briefly.
Right.
Before this is adopted, authorizing the county administrator to adopt such policies as
right,
needed
that,
to implement the
exactly
order.
Right. Okay.
I think
right.
The way we're set up administratively, and maybe Mr. Parker could.
Only one problem with the policy is then you're going to have a problem whether or not it's legal.
Well, we got an attorney.
Because if he changes the policy every other day, then where are you at?
As long as the policy is not in conflict with the ordinance.
All right.
Anyone else from the public would like to be heard concerning this particular ordinance?
Is it appropriate for Mr. Parker to speak in favor if his department supports something?
Yeah, let's see if anybody else from the public. Anyone else from the public?
Oh, okay, the public. I thought he was asking for anybody.
Let the record show that we have apparently exhausted all public input. Would anyone from Department of Assessment like to address any of the issues or questions that you heard?
I don't like to, but I ain't Dave.
I think the administratively, what part of the reason for the delay of bringing this to you is that we made software changes so that the people at the counter, like Mr. Kramer asked, can check and see. So if I go in and I ask for a building permit, that they can look on the screen and see that hopefully the taxes are paid and sewer and water is paid and whatnot. But aren't we set up, like on leased property, we're set up to look for that particular applicant, right? So if I want to put a double wide or whatever on leased property, and the person I'm leasing from owes property taxes, I'm not sure we're set up at the counter to look that up, or are we?
We would know if the property owner themselves owe taxes.
So in that case, but he would know that I owe it.
If there's an existing manufactured home on leased land, we tax the manufactured homeowner separately from the property owner. So we would know if the owner of that manufactured home owed any taxes.
So in that case, if I was delinquent, then
we would know both.
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
That's good.
Okay.
But would we?
Will we deny the permit if the property owner owed taxes?
Right. I mean, that's how you got the question here.
Eddie's saying we wouldn't. We would only deny the permit if the person owning the
mobile. If one's in the clear, for like the leasee who is in the clear, then
yes.
Have a great day. See you later, alligator. Right. Yeah, okay.
But we wouldn't be at this point. We're not set up to check the landowner. I guess
we are set up to check.
Are the set landowner. Up so we can check.
We're one of the few jurisdictions in the state where you can walk in, get a building permit, and walk out within a matter of minutes. And we're very proud that we're able to do that.
Right.
This will only add a couple of minutes in most cases to the whole process. This is not going to be a burden to the property owner coming here to get a permit for an addition or for anything else they want to do. Because of the computer system that we have and the way it's set up, we can very quickly check. And our intent here is not to hold up someone from getting a permit.
Mr. Parker, if I come in for a building permit and for my house here, I own two properties or three properties, whatever. This other house that I own over here, I've not paid the taxes on, but this one I'm asking for a building permit on is free and clear. I can get a building permit.
No,
that's where we're trying to.
That's what we're asking for direction from the council on.
So if you're,
we have the ability to check all of your properties, and if you're in arrears on any of them,
yep.
Do we issue the permit for any of the others?
That's why this applies.
Does it in 116-4 under procedure, it says parcel owners, parcel as in an individual parcel, of which I assume they're talking about the parcel which the dwelling resides. Wouldn't that imply it only applies to that specific parcel and not other parcels you may own?
I mean, if that's a concern, we could change that to landowners or property owners.
In two cases, in two circumstances would that apply? One, Mr. Dukes is talking about with respect to other parcels that you own, but also on the leased property when somebody owns a house and they want to build a deck.
Well, to address that issue, my thought is that that's an easy thing to appropriately address. Just to follow up on what Mr. Parker said, he said his interpretation would be that the lessee would not be denied a permit on the grounds that the lessor may be delinquent in either property taxes or capitation taxes. So over in the beginning where we describe 1 and 2, property and capitation taxes,
right,
we could basically modify those two terms to say that except that a lessee shall not be denied a permit on the grounds that the lessor is delinquent in the payment of property taxes or in the payment of capitation taxes. So that's an easy one to address. Regarding
we could do it as policy also. I mean, or would it be better in the ordinance?
Well, yeah. It's your ordinance. You need to have a comfort level with what you adopt.
Let me suggest this. Why don't we, because we're batting around and we're throwing things, why don't we have the staff put together the policy? And then we bring it all and we look at it all at one time. How long, David, do you think you and the staff could come up with a policy to address a lot of the issues the way you'd like to see them, and then put it in front of us as the ordinance that we would adopt and the complementing policies, so that we don't adopt something here today and it changes because conversations have happened or something? Does that make sense?
I just think that's a strange way to adopt legislation. It seems to me if that's what you're really, the result you would like to achieve, you could just essentially add something that says that the county administrator is authorized to adopt rules and regulations or procedures necessary to implement this ordinance, provided they are not in conflict with the ordinance, and be done with it.
No, I agree with that, but it just sounds to me like on this particular issue about a mobile home park, that we're going to, if one guy's in arrears and the other guy isn't, we're just, we're going to make special.
We already addressed that.
Okay. All right.
I think the only issue is, Eddie, from what I understand, is you're looking for some kind of guidance from us. If, like Dale said, if he owns three pieces of property and hasn't paid on one, or whoever.
That's clear. That the ordinance says if you owe 10 pieces and you're delinquent on one, you can't get approval on
anything. Okay, that's cool.
That's what we're right.
And the question I had when you introduced it was, under these five categories, if I have a concern, you have a concern, and we're at an impasse and there's litigation between us, does that hold me up from putting a deck on one of my other properties? Because we're in litigation now, it's just not delinquent. I think that I don't owe it.
That's not one of the reasons.
Okay.
With so the county administrator,
have a financial indebtedness to the county for some reason for us to deny it.
Okay.
Because that's like right now. I mean, I was with you, I think, or something. We were looking up something the other day, or at PD, and this whatever came up, and it said building code. So that red flag came up, and that would be what would come up in front of the...
Yes, we have ways to verify whether or not there are any obligations owed to any other department financially.
And you would send them the building code to say, find out what the issue is, or could you...
We would give them a written notice on the spot as to why we're denying that permit, because that's a part of this ordinance. We have to put it in writing in a very simple form that we would fill out and give it to them and deny the permit.
Bail them out.
It's up to them then to contact the appropriate department and make, make their
probably going to get ugly a couple times out there, especially to see if.
But couldn't they if somebody came in and got held up because it's in the mail or something? They were trying to make arrears. They knew this was a situation, and they come in and all of a sudden they're flagged. Couldn't they go to that department and maybe get a receipt saying, yeah, they were paid in full and come back to that?
That's easy to do.
I mean, they could do that through your thing, right? You can do stuff like that. So that can be taken care of. Okay. That's the only thing that would worry me, that somebody comes in and they're like, flustered.
We'll have to watch it the end of September, because what we have is we have some mortgages companies coming. Right. We get a lot of checks September 30th and October 1st. So we'll have to be careful how we handle that in October.
Because I know that when you're getting a couple thousand or, 50, all these checks that they have, it's very hard to process all them in a day. I mean, I do understand that.
We can't get it done.
That could be a point that it could be a little sticky, but that's about it.
We'll just watch that.
All right. I don't have a problem with the ordinance. I got a problem with it pertaining to all the parcels that I might own. I mean, I had a problem. I sold a piece of property, and I won't get into details because it's long drawn out, but it went on and on and on. Partly the attorney that was settling it, part was the county's fault, and it drug on for quite a while. And I've been dealing with the tax department, and Amanda says, well, don't pay those taxes on that parcel until I get it straightened out. And I said, Amanda, I don't want to be delinquent on my taxes. I want to get these paid before it's September the 30th. And I did. But say that I didn't, if I had just let that drag on till, another month or two, and I come in for a building permit on my house where I live, and it calls up, it comes up and it says, oh, got you, then I couldn't.
We wouldn't.
Would I have to go through the appeal process?
Out the door. No, we'd pick the phone up and call Amanda, and because you would tell us there are some extenuating circumstances, we'd get it cleared up, and you'd get your permit and be on your way.
That's the only thing.
We're small enough to do that.
Being flagged under, if somebody did get flagged in that situation, it might be probably a good way to get the situation resolved that you didn't even know about.
There you go.
Yep.
And then make a move off the base.
Well, we're going to run into some, situations we haven't discussed here, I'm sure.
And we won't hesitate to call engineering or call the tax office to verify that someone, if they say they've made a payment and we don't show it. I mean, we're not going to let them think that the computer's a gospel. We're going to call up and verify and do some research in a timely fashion so that we can get it processed.
Okay.
It might be worth sending everyone who gets red flagged a letter once this policy is adopted, letting them know that they're going to have a surprise if they come in here for a permit.
Most of them know that.
Yeah,
bring a checkbook.
They won't know the results of this policy. Not all of them, certainly some will, but we could avoid the confrontation.
More taxes than they got paying this county.
And Shane, that's the same thing that's going to happen, because I know you and Eddie have, really, Chris, and you guys all got to work together, so it's kind of like a joint effort here that we're going to do the same policy.
I understand they will not accept an application for a special exception or change of zone if there are back taxes owed or inspection fees to building code or anything else. And all that's available on the computer.
And like working with Dave, that you'll, you know, put a policy together so both everybody's working on the same page, you know, so then we don't get in a...
And like Lynn said, the people who pay their obligations are, have no reason to fear this.
Is it one, you know who they are anyway, pretty much.
Okay. Is this something P&Z consider, or is this straight to us?
This is
straight to the
this
council.
This is not land use, okay. So they didn't need to.
So we could.
This is a straight deal right here. We're the one.
I get it.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard before we close the public hearing on this? Mr. Kramer, you were the only one. Is there anything further you'd like to add?
Shouldn't say that.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I think you pretty well hit everything there.
Okay.
Just remember, government's good, Dan.
Okay.
We are in trouble.
Close it and read the title, Mr. Griffin.
We will close the public hearing. The title is an ordinance to adopt Chapter 116, Enforcement of County Obligations, to require residents and property owners to be current in the payment of taxes and other county obligations as a condition precedent making application for and receiving county approvals, services, and or permits, known as the Clean Hands Ordinance.
I make a motion we adopt it.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones, to adopt the ordinance. Title just read by Mr. Griffin. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I think it's something we should. We've been talking about for years, and I think we've made a big step here. So, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the conversation today with the county attorney, county administrator, and Eddie Parker, I believe that these potential problems will be able to be resolved in the implementation of the policy. For that reason, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I think it's way over.